The average fast food worker in Los Angeles County earns less than $26,000 a year. Nearly three-quarters of these workers are Latinx, and 9 in 10 are people of color, according to a newly published study by UCLA and UC Berkeley labor centers. The study also finds working conditions at Los Angeles fast food restaurants makes these workers especially vulnerable to coronavirus transmission. Lizette Aguilar is a McDonald's worker and a leader in the fight for 15 and a union.
A lo largo de esta crisis, trabajadores como yo nos pusimos nuestros uniformes.
Throughout the crisis, workers like me have put on our uniforms, kissed our families goodbye, and walked into fast food workplaces where it feels we are treated more like the day's trash rather than essential workers feeding the community. Across Los Angeles, workers in our movement have been filing health complaints and going on strike to demand better from our employers and those in power. However, we are still seeing big companies like McDonald's, Burger King, and others violate the most basic COVID safety guidelines.
Testimony of fast food workers like Aguilar reveals that fast food franchises in Los Angeles are still not complying with emergency labor standards during the coronavirus pandemic, but that shouldn't come as a surprise. Before COVID-19, the fast food sector was rife with labor issues.
We're talking about things like workplace safety issues and injury, workplace violence, harassment, wage theft, and retaliation for coming forward trying to talk about these conditions and have them addressed.
That's Sabah Wahid, one of the report's authors and research director of the UCLA Labor Center. She says those problems have been exacerbated during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Cooks had the highest increased mortality rate of any occupation during the pandemic. The mortality rates of Latinx workers in food and agriculture was 59% higher than the pre-pandemic rates.
The report, using government data, census reports, and OSHA complaints, finds that a third of LA's fast food establishments have more than 20 employees per single worksite. These crowded conditions, coupled with low wages and high customer volume, means higher rates of infection, hospitalization, and deaths. Ken Jacobs, chair of the UC Berkeley Labor Center, another of the report's authors, says policy intervention is needed because the cost of the sustained inequity across the county's fast food industry is shouldered by the state's taxpayers.
When employers don't pay high enough wages to meet basic needs, workers turn to public safety net programs to make ends meet. We found that two-thirds of fast food workers between 2017 and 2019 in Los Angeles County and in California as a whole were enrolled or have a family member enrolled in a public safety net program. We estimate the public cost of those programs for fast food workers at $1.2 billion a year in Los Angeles County and at $4 billion a year statewide.
The higher risk of exposure from these work sites spills out into the larger community. The latest LA County COVID-19 data indicates that Latinx residents are dying at three times the rate of their white and Asian American counterparts. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.